You're listening to SBS News.
National Cabinet is to gather virtually for an emergency meeting tomorrow as Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists the government is taking the spread of the Omicron variant very seriously. Set to be discussed at tomorrow's crisis cabinet is the subject of mask mandates, with state and territory leaders facing mounting pressure to reintroduce them and bring forward booster shot timelines to combat the quickly spreading new COVID variant.
Well, tomorrow is an opportunity for us to compare notes, to get the most recent information that we've had. When we last met last Friday week, there was a lot we still didn't know about Omicron. We know more now, but there is still more to know. And the medical expert panel has met in between these two meetings, and I've already written to the premiers and set out the advice that they're providing. And there's important messages about the strong recommendation about mask use inside and things like that, and that's very sensible.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly has written to the leaders on behalf of the Australian Health Protection Principle Committee, arguing a mask mandate should be imposed in all indoor settings, including shopping, hospitality, and entertainment venues. Mr. Morrison says lockdowns are a thing of the past.
We're going to need to continue to calibrate how we manage this virus and how we live with this virus in the face of Omicron. Of course that is necessary, but we're not going back to lockdowns. We're not going back to shutting down people's lives. We're going forward to live with this virus with common sense and responsibility. And there will be other variants beyond Omicron. And we have to ensure, as a country and as leaders around the country, we are putting in place measures that Australians can live with.
The federal opposition is accusing Mr. Morrison of undermining health advice in response to Australia's growing COVID-19 outbreak. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler says the PM appears to be in denial about how serious the situation is.
Overnight, we hear that all of the chief health officers around the country, including the federal government's own chief health officer, Professor Paul Kelly, have provided advice that there should be mask mandates across the nation for indoor activity. And yet, repeatedly this morning, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has refused to back in that public health advice. That is a dangerous development in the progress of this pandemic.
Professor of Epidemiology at the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute, Professor John Kelly, tells SBS News Australia should be more careful with reopening while the world continues to assess the severity of Omicron.
The plans that were put in place during the Delta wave were entirely based on assumptions about the transmissibility of Delta and the effectiveness of the vaccines that were then being rolled out at a very high level. A few weeks ago, that situation changed completely. When we have a new variant which has got very different properties, that requires us to rethink exactly what we're doing.
This is becoming evident as New South Wales breaks another national record after more than 3,000 people were diagnosed with COVID-19 in a single day. There were 3,057 cases recorded in the 24 hours until 8 p.m. on Monday from nearly 137,000 tests. That's 556 more than the previous day's 2,501 cases. New South Wales has also recorded two deaths, and there are currently 284 people in hospital and 39 in intensive care. Newcastle remains the epicenter of the Omicron outbreak, with 5,169 active cases now in the Hunter region and 820 new cases. To South Australia, which has changed COVID-19 testing requirements for people traveling from interstate after a big increase in wait times at testing centres. People traveling to South Australia from New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT will no longer be required to be tested on arrival unless they have symptoms. It comes as SA reports a record 154 new COVID-19 infections, including 134 that were locally acquired. Premier Stephen Marshall says the change to testing requirements is needed to ensure the system can meet the demand from locals.
We're comforted by the fact that virtually every single person coming from interstate now has to have that PCR test in their own state within 72 hours of departure. So there is already a 100% screen for those people coming from interstate. Our focus now is on making sure that South Australians have access to a rapid PCR test.
Meanwhile, Victoria has reported 1,245 new infections and 6 deaths, a slight decline in the previous day's case numbers of 1,302 infections. There are 392 people in hospital in Victoria, of which 73 people are in intensive care. This comes as North Territorians in Tennant Creek remain in lockdown after 3 cases were recorded in the NT. To Queensland, which recorded 49 local cases and 10 other cases in the past 24-hour reporting period. Health Minister Greg Hunt says it is a big day for the state, which has reached a vaccination milestone, and an equally big day for booster shots across the country.
Today's a big day here in Queensland. Queensland has passed 85% double-dosed for COVID vaccinations. They are expected to pass 90% single dose here in Queensland. Well done, Queenslanders, and thank you. And across Australia, we're at 93.9% vaccinated with a record day for boosters yesterday. We're now more than 1.5 million boosters which have been delivered, 140,000 yesterday, a record day in pharmacies, a record day for boosters.
Vaccination milestones were also reached for child vaccinations and vaccinations in Indigenous communities.
We've released this morning the childhood vaccination figures under the National Immunisation Program. Over 95% of Australian children under the National Immunisation Program have had their 5-year-old vaccinations. Incredibly, 97% in Indigenous families, amongst Indigenous kids. We talk about closing the gap. This time we want the rest of Australia to close the gap up to the levels of our Indigenous vaccination amongst kids.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.